The gift of a directed mind. Can you use your mind in a way that makes you sick no matter how you eat, how you breathe, etc.? Yes or no? Absolutely. So seven simple principles, I already filled them in for you. The mind has tremendous power over the body, and a depressed immune system is the result usually of stress. And that's something that's created by your perception. By the way, use your physiology. Anger and resentment are physical poisons to the body. They have a chemical effect. You're in a state of anger, resentment, you literally create poisons and toxicity in the system. So a lot of people don't want to manage their emotions. Number one reason to manage your emotions so you can stay healthy. Fear compromises your immune system. Physically proven. Somebody's fearful, you can see their T cell count drop. By the way, what do you think happens to somebody who's feeling kind of sick anyway? They got some of these symptoms, then they go take a test and they're told they have AIDS. What do you think telling them they have AIDS does to most people's mental set and therefore their entire immune system? Depresses them, even if they didn't take AZT. The idea that they got something they're gonna die from is like pointing the bone, and immediately the body takes over. Depression, when you find somebody who's emotionally depressed, their immune system becomes depressed as well. You get somebody incredibly happy, what happens? Their immune system is stimulated. This is the power of the mind. Your body's constantly renewing itself, but we keep renewing it in the same way it used to be because the same message in our brain is being sent to all the cells in our body. That's why a change in belief systems is a change in physiology. It's a change in the quality of your life. So you've learned a lot just in 2.5 days about how to direct your mind, true? You want to apply that, okay? That's the other gift you can give yourself. Things like meditation, taking time in the morning, just stop and think about what you really want. Any form of focus where you relax the mind and think about what you want versus what you fear will move you in the direction of what supports you. And when you start thinking, I'm sick, but I don't understand because I've been eating well, if you'll notice, is real low on the ladder of what makes you healthy. What comes first? Oxygen, breathing. What comes next? Water. What comes next? The ability to carry that oxygen by having more aerobic power. What comes next? Yes, some food. What else? Gotta make sure the structure works. What else? I gotta make sure my mind is there. I give myself these six gifts, I'm gonna have bursts of energy. So then what would bring it down? What would bring it down is poisoning the body. And I wanna mention four poisons to you, and let's turn to those next. Four poisons you must dramatically reduce or eliminate. You gotta dramatically reduce or eliminate your intake of certain fats and oils. Now, do we need fats and oils in our body, yes or no? Absolutely. So people are going for no fat are crazy, as I've already mentioned to you. But what happens is we're living in a society where we're taking in refined cooked oils on a regular basis that are clogging our system to such an extent that we can't get the blood flow through to ourselves, much less get the nutrients. We don't get the oxygen, and that's where our problems are. That's why 1 out of 2 people in this country die of heart disease. So I thought in this area, rather than tell you a bunch of things, I left you some notes here on the pitfalls of a high-fat diet. I talked to you about how to eliminate it a little bit. I gave you some percentages of the fat of various foods. A sirloin steak, which is 83% fat, right? As opposed to a salad, which is 12%. You do need some, right, to give you an idea. But what I decided to do is I just show you a quick little video of what excess fat does in your body, because you've heard this enough. You don't need to hear it from me. Maybe you just need a little reminder of what it really looks like. Here we go.